Praise the Lord for His goodness and His grace. Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David," and notice the wording here, "a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You see, we all need a Savior, don't we? Life is really a very simple thing, actually. We're born as eternal souls. We're going to live somewhere forever. We're created in the image of God. We have a body, soul, and spirit. We're trichotomatic beings. And someday we're going to die, or Christ is going to come in our lifetime. And we have one of two destinations that the Bible talks about. Not four or five different ones. Nothing in between. It's heaven or hell. Just that simple. We're all sinners. The Bible declares that there's none righteous, no, not one. We're all sinners. And that's why we needed love. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Love came, they sang about. Love came. That's what was in that little manger. It was love. It was God's love. As hard as it might be for us to understand it or recognize it, it was God's love. That little baby that was there, who grew up, who lived a perfect life, who went to the cross of Calvary, took your place and my place, and died in our stead. Thank God for His love. And as they were singing, they said in one of the songs, "His glorious grace applaud." And I think we ought to applaud the glorious grace of God. Why don't we do that right now? Just applaud the glorious grace of God. This wonderful grace. Rejoice. We have reason to rejoice tonight. My soul, as I said, I love Christmas. I love this music. The choir did a great job, and I just rejoice. We rejoice about the whole thing. The fact that we have a Savior, we have a Redeemer, we have a reason to live, we have a purpose in life. We know where we're going when we die, if indeed we have received this love and been born again. And I'm glad God didn't make it hard. He really didn't. Some people are still trying to get it and trying to earn it and all of that. Look, Jesus paid your sin debt in full. Every bit of it. Every last ounce of it. He died on the cross for you. You're a sinner. You need a Savior. And He gives us that Savior. That's why we should rejoice. They sang about a lamb being born. Why would they choose a lamb? Well, we go back into the Old Testament, the Passover lamb. And that lamb was a type of Jesus Christ, the perfect lamb. And when the blood was applied, the judgment of God was stayed on that particular household. It had to be applied. They had to believe what God said by faith. Put the blood on the doorpost and the lintels, which is a beautiful picture of the cross of Jesus Christ. And He said, "When I see the blood, I'll pass over you." I'm glad when He sees the blood, nothing else, not Baptist with a capital B alone, not baptism, not our works, but when I see the blood, what blood? The blood of the Lamb. And the Bible says that it was shed, as it were, in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. God had a plan. God in His foreknowledge knew that we were going to fail. Adam and Eve were going to sin. That we would all receive the nature of Adam and Eve as sinners. But God had a plan before the foundation of the world that His Son, Jesus, was going to come and carry out the gospel message. And He was going to die on the cross. And that He did. And we're thankful that He did. John the Baptist said, "Behold," look at there, look, "behold the Lamb of God." He was calling attention to something great. He was the forerunner of the Lamb. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God." What is the Lamb doing? That taketh away the sins of the world. All you got to do is get under the blood and be saved. If you're here tonight without Christ, we're going to invite you to come. We're going to have an invitation in just a moment. And we invite you to step out from where you are and meet us down front and just say, I want to receive Christ as my Savior. Most of you here tonight probably have already done that. But I think when we think of the whole thing, when we think of Jesus and God and His plan and what He's done for us and the great gift that He's given us of eternal life, sins forgiven, washed away, no more guilt, under the blood of Jesus Christ, that behooves me to say to God, I want to give you my best. I want to live right, give right, do right, serve the Lord with all of my heart. I owe Him everything. I owe Him everything tonight. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I ever hope to have in eternity, I owe to Jesus Christ. That's why He has my life by His grace. And that should be true in our lives. We should hold nothing back from this blessed Redeemer and wonderful Savior, the Lamb of God that was born. Glory to God in the highest. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed for just a moment. We're going to make our appeal after our prayer. If you're here without Christ, look, I know you may not be used to being in a church, or this may be a church that's a little different from what you've gone to. All we're asking you to do, and you can do it tonight, is come and receive Christ as your Savior. As a believer, if you need to come and just bow before God tonight and say, God, I thank You for Christmas. I thank You for the whole thing. I thank You for what it really means. And by Your grace, I'm not going to forget it this season. I'm going to tell others what it's all about. And I'm going to show them in the way I live that I love the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us to do that. Father, I pray You would bless God, and I know You want to. And I pray You would speak to the hearts of those that are not sure they're going to heaven, that they might step out tonight and come boldly and say, I want to be saved. I want to know Christ. I want to know that I'm going to heaven. I pray that as Christians we might take a stand, and God, that we would somehow, as we recall the miracle of the whole thing, as we think about what really took place and what really happened and what You've done for us, that we might tonight come and bow before You and thank You and praise You and worship You. And You're worthy of all praise and all glory. If there's someone here tonight who's received You as Savior and they've never made it public, may You help them, dear Lord, that they might be able tonight to make a public profession of their faith in Christ. We pray and ask it in His name.